It's now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman, joined by the Tigers head football coach, that is David Bowen, presented by Heinen Repair. Tough one this week for Jeff West. They get one of the top teams in 3A in Topeka Hayden. We'll talk about that matchup here in just a little bit. But, Coach, let's go to last week. You get 2A number 2 in Sabetha, and you guys play well in the first half. You put some good drives together. Ultimately, the Blue Jays get the win. But just take us back to that one last week and just a few key takeaways from it.
Yeah, we came out playing real good team ball to start. We played with them for a quarter and a half, and at one point, I believe we took the lead on them 14-13. We were very happy with the boys, the way they responded to what we were asking of them that week, as far as, you know, playing like a team, sticking together, staying coachable. Each week, I think I've been talking with you about our young guys, so we were very happy with that. Second half, we have to come out and pick up where we left off. I think, you know, we got kind of worn out, conditioning and things like that. So we were just trying to hit on the positive key points at the beginning of the game.
We'll talk about some of those younger players. And, yeah, as you touched on it a little bit, just we've kind of talked about it week in and week out, the progression that you have seen from some of these younger kids who are playing really the varsity level for the first time. How do you see some of these kids performing now and heading into a week four matchup, maybe compared to that start of the season?
You know, just constant growth. As a coach and staff, we're talking with each other, and I'm talking with my assistant guys. About what we need to be setting as expectations and what we need to be trying to get out of these guys. And we feel like as long as they're staying coachable and our team chemistry is good this year, that's what's going to help us moving forward. The young guys made some plays. You know, we have a sophomore kid that made our player of the week, and he had a couple big catches in that game. We have another guy that's a junior, and he's leading the team in tackles. So, you know, it's just good to see some of those young guys having some success. And then our two seniors, you know, they are being leaders inside and out, inside the school, the community. They are two great guys that we're lucky to have this year.
Jefferson West off the loss against Sabetha, getting a district matchup going on Friday night. They get Topeka Hayden. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Jefferson West football coach, that is David Bowen, presented by Heinen Repair, getting you set for week four of high school football on Friday night. Class 3A District 4 showdown as the Tigers are at home to take on a 3-0 Topeka Hayden team that is number 3 in Class 3A. And before we talk about the Wildcats real quick, we talked into that last segment about the younger players playing, adjusting, getting better week to week. And boy, you could certainly get better when you play the kind of schedule that you guys have been playing, especially in the middle of a 3-week stretch, with last week being 2A number 2 Sabetha. This week you get 3A number 3 Hayden, and then next week you get the defending state champs in Nemaha Central. How fun is it just to be a part of that kind of a schedule and seeing your guys play against some of the best in the state?
Well, as a coach, you know, that's something that I really enjoy in this league is each week you are playing teams that are going to go deep into the playoffs. You know, we've had state championship teams come from this league that have a couple losses during the regular season. You know, so that's something that we get to talk about with the kids to understand that they are improving. It's improvement that we can see. It's improvement that people sitting up in the stands can see. But when you're playing teams of that caliber week in and week out, that progress and that moving forward might not be seen as a win yet. That will take more steps forward. So, yeah, this league, you know, every coach, every team in this league, I think they're all doing a great job, and we get to play the best talent around in this state almost every Friday night.
Yeah, and this week it's Hayden again, 3-0, number 3 in 3A. They've had a really good resume through their first three games. Last week, a big win over Rossville. They've also got wins over Olpe and Silver Lake. They were one win away from the state title game a year ago, but lost to Holton. What do you see from this Hayden team, and what stands out about them?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great coach team. They play hard. They play to the whistle. They got a couple good athletes and a couple things that they do really well. So, you know, each week we try to hit on a couple key points on each side of the ball. And that's what we're going to stick with. And as long as we see those things happening and us working towards those things, that's those small wins that we're starting to see. You know, I have an assistant coach. He likes to say stacking wins during the day. So, you know, we believe if we stack enough of those small wins that we'll finally start getting those big wins to come.
Well, what kind of small wins are you looking for? Is it just something as simple as, you know, can we gain 4 or 5 yards on a carry? Can we get some first downs? Can we move the ball? Is it little things like that that you're hoping to see?
You know, I think all those would be in there, but it's more about the mentality of the team. It's more about playing 4 quarters. It's more about sticking together, playing through adversity, and keeping your head. You know, we're a very young team. I've been calling some timeouts and things like that just to give our young guys time to slow that down and to process what's happening around them. So that's really what we're looking for, is if we are sticking together as a team.
Jefferson West head football coach David Bowen joining us, brought to you by Heinen Repair. They're back at home on Friday. 3A District 4 matchup against 3A number 3 Topeka Hayden. We appreciate it very much. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you.